Dr. Miller and I created this program to fight stress, anxiety, and depression because we realized that though these conditions feel different, their remedies are largely the same. They each can be effectively dealt with or overcome by using some very simple methods.
In this program, we'll be talking about such things as happiness, joy, stress, and depression. As you're probably aware, there's not an off-on switch between depression and happiness, nor between stressed and blessed. Our feelings, our energy, our creativity, and our success occur on a continuum, a kind of a spectrum. If you can imagine that being incredibly successful, deliriously happy, and filled with inexhaustible energy is a 10 on that scale, and that feeling miserable, in deep despair, and suicidal would score a 0, at any given moment you can probably locate yourself somewhere between those extremes.
The techniques you'll learn in this program are designed to start from where you are and help you move closer to being a 10. In other words, you may be feeling pretty good about yourself and your life, say at a 7 or 8, but you'd probably like to feel even better. Our tools will help you with this. Or you may be going through a period in your life in which you would score yourself at an unpleasant 2 or 3. If this is so, you'll probably find yourself very grateful for the power these techniques will give you to get yourself moving in the right direction, and quickly.
Well, I'd like to say a little bit more about depression. Colloquially, when people say, "I'm depressed," they usually mean they're feeling sad, blue, unhappy, or down in the dumps. All of us feel that way at one time or another, or for short periods of time. No one is all the way up at a level 10 on the happiness meter. Down at the other end of the depression-happiness continuum are those who are experiencing helplessness, hopelessness, guilt, worthlessness, insomnia, and persistent sad, anxious, or empty feelings, and perhaps even thoughts or attempts at suicide.
Now there's a basic cycle that takes us away from happiness and down the continuum towards depression. It's what we call the SAD cycle, which is an acronym for stress, anxiety, and depression. Here's how it works. For most of us, we have plenty of stress in our lives. Our bodies are always reacting to stress, using primitive neural patterns left over from our caveman days. Our evolutionary heritage causes our nervous system to secrete hormones that cause us to be tense, uptight, and irritable.
And those same toxic chemicals, such as cortisol, cause catabolic changes, tissue breakdown that, after months or years, reach the point where it becomes symptomatic to us as an illness, such as headaches or gastritis, or perhaps an inflammatory illness such as lupus or some other autoimmune disease, or maybe even allergies or chronic degenerative illnesses such as arthritis. We all live in a world that virtually requires us to live in an atmosphere of stress, with endless anxieties, tasks, interruptions, and frustrations, and we're taught to ignore the symptoms of the diseases they are causing within us. After a while, we become mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. We feel too tired to engage. The stress and anxiety in our lives have left us feeling helpless and hopeless. Helpless and hopeless is what we mean by depression. Thus, SAD, stress, anxiety, and depression, describe a certain cycle. The stress makes us anxious, the anxiety burns us out, and we feel depressed. Once we become sad, exhausted, dispirited, demoralized, or frankly depressed, we don't do such a good job. We're not very creative, not very inspiring or stimulating to people around us. This leads to further failure, more stress, more anxiety and depression, and the cycle goes on.